This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Election Day 2024, wrapping up the general election cycle. Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis in. Getting started with, for you, I'm sure it's going to be a very busy, long day.
It sure is.
And talk about things people ought to know. First of all, let's start out with people that haven't voted yet and want to be, you know, remind them where they need to be taking ballots, et cetera.
So the best option is if you have your ballot, vote it and put it in a ballot box. We have 15 locations around the county. Even as far as Reedsport and Glendale, there are ballot boxes available. The next option would be to take it to your local post office, and if you do so, make sure that they give it a postmark, a hand cancellation at the counter before you have them put it into the system.
Now, for people that are right in Roseburg, you could also, you've got a couple locations right at the courthouse, right?
Correct. We have one on the front steps, a box out on the exterior of the building, then we have two boxes on the inside of the building, one on the wall outside my office and one on the counter inside our office. And you have until 8 p.m. to put it into any of those 15 locations around the county.
And if you want to, drive up, some of the locations have got that option, including the one right by us here in the parking lot of the Roseburg Public Library.
True. We have, of our 15 locations, eight of those are drive up.
And I imagine anytime you've got a presidential election year, you have that race, but you've got statewide races, you've got things in the county, individual cities, there is a lot to keep track of, and I know that you pull in a lot of extra people during this period of time.
We sure do. This evening, we will have 42-plus additional people working on our staff beyond the seven normal staff members.
Wow. And obviously, a lot of training to do the job correctly.
Right. It's a pretty quick train-up period. We can train most of the new people that arrive within about 15 or 20 minutes.
And what kinds of things are they going to be doing tonight?
Oh, it's a real variety. There is ballot receiving, signature verification. There is sorting. There is ballots being extracted at board tables. There is tabulation. And there are also people going out to ballot boxes and retrieving the contents.
And the process then, now, if somebody's already voted, and I know it's statewide, it's differently. I hear on some of our national shows, there's different levels of, states are able to set up certain parameters for how they do things. Some places, they don't even open up ballots until 8 o'clock or whatever their local 8 o'clock time is tonight. Other places have got the ballots ready to go. How's it work in Oregon and Douglas County?
So immediately when we send out ballots, that was the 16th of October, we sent those out. As soon as we start receiving them, we are allowed to begin tabulating and opening those. Although because of staffing, we want to make sure that there's sufficient work to bring on additional staff and handle that. And so we do it periodically throughout the weeks building up to the election day.
And just essentially get as much of that done without knowing exactly what's in there. You're not pressing the levers on, I mean, you've counted, you know how many ballots have come in, but in terms
yes.
of how people have voted, none of that until after 8 o'clock.
Exactly. We have a machine that optically reads those ballots, but we're not allowed to look at the results or export the results until 8 p.m. tonight.
And for people that questions about the process, there's a lot of political discourse back and forth around the country about how elections are held. What's your take on watching the election process in Oregon?
Oh, I believe in the election integrity here in Oregon. Our ballots are handled securely, safely, impartially. I definitely trust the process because I have been in the process for the last 5 years, and I've looked at it with a fine-tooth comb.
And I know that there, as ballots are coming in, some of this early work is going on. I don't remember exactly how you have it set up, but essentially an opportunity for officials or very interested folks from both of the two major parties to be involved in observing the process, right?
Yes, we put out the invitation to the two major political parties. They can send observers. Observers are the public's eye on election transparency. Observers are invited into the election boardroom to watch the process. In addition, we offer a remote observation as well. People can sign up for that. And we also offer tours on the spot. Just show up at our counter and say you'd like to see the election process, and we walk you back there and explain all the aspects of it.
Do you have very many takers on watching it remotely?
No, not many remotely, but we definitely offer the tours, and people accept that and are excited to see it.
And I know that you really take this whole process and all the other work of a county clerk with archiving records and all that pretty seriously.
Oh, yeah. The fact that I am the records keeper for our county's history, which is birth, death, marriage, voter registration, deeds, home records, I take that very seriously. It's why I get up and go to work every day.
And so today people have until 8 o'clock to get their ballots in. The electronics have really shifted how it used to work in past years, and how things, a lot of people access things online fairly quickly. If people look on your website tonight, which we'll link them to, when can they start beginning to see local returns?
So we're going to definitely put it out at 8 p.m. both at the state website and at the county website, the results. We're planning on doing an update about 2 hours later at 10 p.m. And then 2 days from now, we will do another update. And those will all be preliminary unofficial results, but it won't be until about the eighth day after the election that we do a final unofficial set of results, and that'll be, 99% of the ballots have been in, and then after the 21-day cure period for people that have forgotten to sign or signatures didn't match, then we'll do that certification of the results.
Yeah, talk about the signatures not matching part. How does that work?
So if handwriting has changed and your signature wasn't verified by our verifiers, we send you a letter. Or if you forgot to sign, we send you a letter. And that letter says you have up till 21 days after the election to send back that letter signed or come in and sign the ballot itself. And we will add that ballot that you that we challenged at first, but you have cured. We will add that to the tabulation.
All right. A lot going on there. And a lot of interest in the elections process, so I'm sure it's going to be a busy day for you. Lots of cups of coffee.
we're going to hang in there, and I appreciate it.
All right, Dan Loomis, Douglas County Clerk, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
8:39 at the Morning Report.